USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The damaged portion of Philadelphia's I-95 is reopened, and Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro says the completion was a result of around-the-clock dedication.
The key was all hands on deck, and where ingenuity here in Philly meets Philly toughness and grit.
Investigators are continuing to search for clues as to what caused a catastrophic implosion that killed all five passengers aboard the Titan submersive. NBC's Tom Costello has more.
But maybe detected what sounded like an implosion or an explosion at about the time that the sub lost communication with the mothership.
The implosion reportedly happened about 1 hour and 45 minutes into its dive. Republicans are blasting a newly announced regulation that would require a drastic reduction in tailpipe emissions for most cars and trucks. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas says the push for more electric vehicles is misplaced.
This EPA just cannot help themselves. It's one thing after another, attacking Americans' way of life in pursuit of some pointless agenda that actually benefits no one.
The EPA suggests that electric cars could account for 2/3 of all auto sales in about 10 years. The Supreme Court has shot down a lawsuit brought by Texas over the Biden administration's immigration guidelines. They prioritize the arrest of illegal immigrants who are suspected terrorists or dangerous criminals. Texas claimed that violates federal statute. An investigation is continuing in Phoenix, Arizona, as to what caused four electric semi-trucks in an industrial area to catch fire, causing a large response from hazmat crews. Nikola Motor Company said foul play is suspected, noting a vehicle was spotted near the trucks before the fire broke out. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield.
The House passes a bill along party lines that has very little chance of being taken up in the Senate. USA News' Lance Pry has the details.
By a vote of 219 to 208, the House referred two articles of impeachment against President Biden, one for abuse of power and one for dereliction of duty. Speaker Kevin McCarthy allowed the impeachment articles to advance without officially endorsing them. Representative Lauren Boebert, the Republican from Colorado, prompted the action this week to force a vote on the resolution that accuses Biden of orchestrating an invasion of the United States through lax immigration policies.
The Qatari Investment Agency is close to buying a stake in three American professional sports teams.
The Athletic reports the sovereign wealth fund of Qatar is in talks to buy a stake in the parent company that owns Washington's local NBA, NHL, and WNBA teams. The deal for the small ownership stake would be valued at about $4 billion. This follows an agreement between the PGA Tour and the Saudi Arabian-owned public investment fund to merge the Tour and LIV Golf. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former Vice President Pence is advocating for a federal 15-week abortion ban. Speaking at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Washington, D.C., the 2024 presidential candidate said every Republican candidate for president should support an abortion ban at the federal level. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield.